Well, the simple things, of course, follow the executive order, the stay-at-home order. Don't go out if you don't need to. And if you have to go out to the grocery store or one of those other essential businesses, social distancing, making sure that you're 6 feet apart, making sure that you're washing your hands frequently. You know, if you are sick, stay home, please. You know, if you feel like you need to contact your physician, call out to your provider first, and they will give you guidance on what you need to do, if they need to see you, that type of thing, you know. And I do agree, Jim, you know, at first it felt very high energy, if you will. I don't want to say panicky, but very high energy, and it's changed things. But, you know, as we're in this calm, I think we're going to see the fruits of doing this, the positiveness of this. So,
and that's what we talk about. The hope is suppression, but you're not going to know until maybe 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks
right.
out. And that's the hope right now of slowing
right.
this thing down. Now, when we look at the downstate numbers, they pale in comparison to the Chicago, Collier County areas. But I think there's, I mean, density of population has a lot to do with that. And then following the guidelines that we have been preaching is a contributing factor to that, too.
Absolutely. And I think that is proving itself out. You see that all over our nation. You know, and there's this old adage that truth and time walk hand in hand. And I think we're going to see that the truth of this was a good decision, was in the best interest of the state as a whole. But it also helps, you know, I mean, how many of us might head to Chicago or whatever? You know, I mean, there's good reasoning behind this.
So. And then when we look at the numbers here as we speak in the 10 o'clock hour on Thursday, the 26th, I know, you have to be familiar with your surroundings. I think there's six cases in Muscatine County. I'm talking about contiguous or close geographic right. areas in Mercer County. So six in Muscatine County, I think three in Rock Island County. But then the other, I call them contiguous rural counties, zero in Warren, zero in Henderson, zero in Knox, I think zero in Henry, too.
At this point, that...
Yeah, so I mean, those are the kind of... And I know Western Illinois University, with their tracking system, they kind of monitor that information. From a healthcare standpoint, I mean, are those important numbers for like you to look at the contiguous area?
Right. County? We do monitor that just so that we're aware of what we're seeing in our region, that kind of thing. Trying to be anticipatory with that, you know, if we're starting to see some numbers bump, just being we're diligent every day. So, you know, it's more just information to kind of see and track where this is flowing and where it's moving.
All right, in this question, what is the, like, since you've been doing this, what is, like, the fire that you've had to put out in terms of, like, misinformation or maybe an old wives' tale or something where if you do this, you won't get COVID-19, or if you do this, you're going to get it? I mean, are there certain pieces of misinformation you've initially heard that you've had to put a stop to it? Is there anything out there that
you know, with social media, you're seeing a lot of things. We've not heard locally of people trying to, you know, do certain things or practice certain, you know, vitamins or whatever. We've not heard that. I think probably the hardest thing that we have been able, that we have had to do from a health department standpoint is this executive order, the stay at home and essential businesses. We had been inundated with phone calls, and I said I felt like I was the governor's interpreter on what is an essential service and what isn't. You know, and at the health department, we have made the our policy is to follow CDC and IDPH guidelines, to follow to the letter that we can what is being sent out. And so we are always going to err on the side of caution. If somebody asks me to interpret something, I'm going to say I'm not legal counsel. But in the essence of this, it sounds like, yes, this is what needs to happen. You know, and at the end of the day, we know we're not going to make everybody happy, but decision makers don't. And, you know, we're going to err on the side of the big picture of trying to keep the population healthy. So that, to me, has been the big difficulty.
And I know that there's been a lot of attention that more testing is being done.
Mm-hmm.
But the parameters for testing is still the same. I know when we hear, like, there's mainly in the Metro Quad cities, there's mobile testing places. Mm-hmm. But that just doesn't say if you're at Hy-Vee today, well, I'm going to go drive up to this mobile testing site and I'm going to see if I'm going to go ahead and get screened for COVID-19. Right. So you'd say, one, don't do that. Two, you can't do that. Right. Again, there's the protocol you have to go through in order to get tested, and that involves basically a preliminary screening through a phone call, right, mm-hmm. to a healthcare provider.
So with absolutely. With your healthcare provider, you do have to have an order for this. The testing parameters for the health department, we have certain protocols that we have to follow before we can approve a test to be given through the Illinois Health Department. Now, the local, I know that, not local, but some of our labs, LabCorp being one of those, you know, they're doing a lot of testing, that kind of thing. So we believe that they're following very similar protocols, but I think there's a little bit of, you know, the provider can make that decision, but I know that they are really, being very diligent in making sure that there are, good parameters for that because of the limited number of testing. So.
But you still, regardless of where you go, you still have to call. I mean, you're
absolutely.
Still have to call first
yep.
and say, well, these are the symptoms, or I think I have this, or this.
Absolutely. And then they can order the test, or they can tell you to go through the drive-through testing sites up in the cities, that type of thing.
All right. Anything else that I neglected to ask you? Pretty good?
No, we're good. And I just really appreciate WRMJ and all the great information you get out for us.